Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Once again, taking the reins of this runaway sled is me, Cole Stratton, filling in for Kevin Pollak as he is busy doing motion capture work for Juana Man 2, He Want a Paycheck. Let's go ahead and meet today's alchemists. Thank you. First up, a guy who thought Instagram was an immediate cocaine service, Joey Greer.
I need my drug.
Yeah. What's the cool new drug all the kids are doing nowadays?
I don't know. I've been such in a K-hole. I don't know.
A K-hole?
Yeah. I don't know. Ketamine? I'm still on it. I don't know.
Sweet. All right, well, she's a lady who can tell your weight by the number of beans you are, Vanessa Ragland. V, how many beans would you say I am nowadays?
Oh, you're looking like 1,000 beans.
That's beans. I broke the 1K bean level.
No, you're just right at 1K. It's perfect. That's your goal bean weight.
The goal, nice. All right, look out. Here comes the master of improvisational haikus, Craig Kakowski. Oh. Craig, please grace us with a haiku about your breakfast today.
Eggs scrambled with avocado. Oh. Did Carla get some? Yes, she did. I cooked.
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Wow. You almost did that slam poetry style.
And it's a hybrid.
Yeah. Also, you come off like such a gentleman.
Yeah, that's true.
Lucky Carla.
Our next up, he was voted biggest gossip in his senior yearbook, Chris Alvarado.
She said it. It's true.
Chris, what's the hot goss?
Well, I heard that Carla didn't love the eggs.
Oh, my God.
That's what I heard.
You guys have a text thread, I know.
All right, finally, it's the only man with clear eyes and a full heart who lost, James Heaney.
Wait, what?
James, can you please give us all a short inspirational speech to get us all fired up for this thing?
Listen, guys,
Awesome, that was great.
That was, wow, I am
ready to go, thank you.
Okay.
Perfect. Alrighty, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Hello, dear alchemists. Thank you so much for your delightfully hilarious alchemy. This podcast gets me through my Tuesdays and Thursday. I find I have the most fun trying to hide my outbursts of laughter in my office. On to the scene. I think you all could use your alchemy skills to create a fantastically fun scenario about a group of immigrants traveling to Ellis Island in the early 1900s by boat. Something about being trapped on a very small ship with so many eccentric personalities. Thanks for all your hard work, and please come to Detroit for a live show. I can't wait to get drunk tonight and let my alter ego, Marvin McHugh, out. Hashtag rescue Marvin McHugh.
That's from Alexander. Alter ego?
Yep, evidently.
What a slow night.
Hi. There seems to be some sort of problem. I ordered a first class ticket, and I'm just crunched.
They're just in the back with everybody.
He doesn't like it.
Just get in the back.
It's not that I don't like them. It's just that I ordered first class.
It seems like you don't like us.
They're all the same tickets, all right?
Oh, I paid a lot of money for this.
Well, I didn't. I just work on this here barge.
Okay, my water didn't come with a lemon, and that feels strange.
There's a water trough over there everyone's drinking.
People are peeing in that.
Well, drink it up. It's sterile.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, when's lunch going to be served?
Well, there's a guy handing out bread. It should be sweated on.
I saw that, but I assume because of my ticket and everything and my status.
He's not understanding.
Look. Either you eat the sweat bread or you drink the piss water, that's it.
I don't like this. Look, I'm on a vacation.
Oh, wrong boat.
No, this is the right boat to take me to New York City.
New York, New York.
Yes.
Hey, Guy, where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
You're from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And you're sailing across the Atlantic to New York City.
Well, I sailed across the Atlantic the other way. As part of my vacation, and now I'm headed back home to the States.
Okay, and you'll get on the immigrant barge with the rest of us, huh?
I thought that was like the theme. I thought it was a themed boat.
And the theme is we've had very hard laughs.
Papa, is this Manny from Wisconsin?
Yes, he is from Wisconsin, the promised land.
Yes, we've heard so many stories.
Tell us about it.
Okay, well, I live in a house.
Oh, a house.
It's about the size of two of these boats.
Two boats.
And there I eat three maybe four meals a day.
Three, maybe four okay, meals a day.
Okay, I'm done with this game. Anyway, I'm going to try to go.
It's not game, it's our life.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me, can we be using your clothes for toilet paper?
My clothes for toilet paper? No, sir. Can I get a little help here?
What do you want?
They're trying to use my clothes as toilet paper.
Well, I didn't try, I ask.
Well, just give it to them, goddamn. We ain't got no more left.
You want to see me try? I'll try.
What time will the dancing commence?
Oh, whenever you start.
Well, isn't there some sort of director here of activities?
Yeah, sure. You got it. Go.
You start dancing, we follow.
Okay.
You suck!
Boo!
In home country, we kill people like you.
What do you... Why?
You're a bad dancer. You have no soul, no life.
That's true. That's kind of why...
You're from America?
Yeah.
When I get to America...
It's bad, sir.
I'm going to make my dreams come true.
What are your dreams?
My dreams are to make all the cheese in the world.
Oh, well, I'm from Wisconsin. A lot of cheese is made there.
I know nothing of that place.
You should.
Everything in my life is to make cheese for whole world.
Then I'm telling you, you're going to love Wisconsin.
I'll never go.
Well, you should.
I'm going to land in New York and make best cheese for whole world in New York.
Where are you going to get the cows, genius?
I'm in New York.
No,
everything.
There's no cows in New York.
Don't squash my dreams.
No cows, no cats, nothing.
There's no cats in New York?
No cats in New York.
Tell me, Wisconsin man, is the bay as green as they say?
Yes, yes, yep.
Oh, it's green, it's green, Papa.
Yes, the bay is green, and everybody owns one part of the football team.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So you're going to stay in New York. Where's everyone else headed to after they land, after we dock?
I am hoped for to not get murdered.
Okay.
So that's my hope.
Okay.
Let's see.
How about you two?
We are going to Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Hey, look at that.
Now that you got the train pool.
Yes, you want train pool? You want train pool?
I don't know what that... Oh, you want us to go together.
Yes, we go together as pack. We are in our family.
How about this? How about later on when trivia begins, if we win, then maybe we'll all go together.
What is trivia?
You know, it's a game.
Try me.
Okay.
I like games.
Okay. Let's see.
If you don't win, do you die?
No.
Oh, that's a fun game. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we can all play trivia if you want.
Mm. Oh, great. Dreams coming true. All of us now. All
right. I'll bring on a board. Here you go.
Oh, great.
That's just a board. Sorry. Hey.
Hey, how you doing? It's all good. It's my daughter.
Oh, hi, I was just helping my dad.
She lives inside my collar.
Bring your daddy to work day.
Get back in my collar.
You just brought us a blank board?
Yeah, I did. What the hell else do you want me to do? I'm just trying to be communal.
Okay, I appreciate it. Are you sure there's no one here that runs the games?
I think I'm doing the best I can. I'm a show director, and now I'm a board game maker. What else do you want from me?
I guess nothing else.
Nothing else? Really nothing else?
Well, now that you mention
it. You need a little help, Dad.
I'll get the hell back in my collar, little girl.
I was wondering if maybe I could be upgraded somehow.
He's obsessed with upgrade.
Well, let's upgrade him by everyone give him a piece of your culture. Maybe that'll upgrade him.
Oh, that'd be nice. Where are you from, miss?
Where am I from? Yeah. Where do you look like I'm from?
Where do you look like I'm from? I look...
Come here. Come here. I'm going to pull your face hair
out. Okay,
ow. Is this worth money?
I don't know. No, okay.
Okay, here's a little bit of my homeland, okay?
Okay.
In my home, we pull each other's face hairs out, we throw potatoes at each other, and then we wait to die. Thank you.
Okay, so if that's the case, I look like you're from Russia.
You look right.
Okay, this is fun.
There you go.
Okay, now you two, let's see.
Poland.
That's not how the game is played.
Well, I don't think we established rules on that, I think.
Is this trivia? We are in trivia now? Yeah, I don't
know. Do we get some sort of wedge for knowing where we are from?
Let me put something on the board.
Yeah, put it on the board. Okay. Put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
Poland.
Papa, I think we're winning.
We are winning.
Oh, boy.
America really is land of opportunity.
Sure is.
Man, I can't wait for people to get here. When they get off the boat, I'm going to just give everyone a big hug and just be like, welcome to America.
America's like the best place.
place, man. I can't believe how lucky these guys are.
Oh, I hope I get to change everyone's name.
Oh, my gosh.
Make it names we can say, you know, so it's easier to love them.
Exactly.
I just want to love people.
Yeah. I feel so bad for people that have weird names. Like,
me too.
Greg is a weird one.
Greg's pretty normal. I'm talking about the really weird ones.
Brian.
Like what? The ones I can't even pronounce are so strange.
Don't worry, we can change them all. I'm so good at naming animals, I can't wait need to name people.
What's your favorite people name?
Probably Jay.
What?
Jay.
So you're all the new hires here at Ellis Island, huh?
Yeah, excited to be here. welcome wagon.
That optimism is going to be shit on.
What?
You don't sound like you're from America.
No, I'm an immigrant myself.
Myself.
What's your name?
My name is Seamus O'Reilly.
Why don't we call him Jay? That wasn't really good.
Yeah, how about J-Bob?
J-Bob.
My name is Seamus O'Reilly, and I've been working here at Ellis Island for months. Months, I tell you.
Well, we're just doing volunteer work for the weekend for a church.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we're the new hires, but we're volunteering, okay?
Wait, are you guys?
Okay, everybody, here they come. All right, so remember, you were on changing names.
Yes.
Okay, terrific. You two are the Hug Squad.
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, do we convert them to Christianity immediately, or do we wait for it?
If they should already be Christians if they're coming.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. If they're not Christians, you know what we do?
Step up, you God-forsaken immigrants!
Jay, relax.
My name is Seamus.
Chill out. Oh, look at this little boat of dirties.
All right, everybody, come on out. Get out.
Okay,
get out.
Excuse me. Hi. Woo, hi.
I am so happy.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. Ooh. I am so happy to be here.
So happy to have you.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Okay.
I can't even understand him.
What is your name?
My name is Craig.
Speak slower.
Yeah.
So we can understand you.
Oh, what? Where is he from? Oh, my gosh.
I'm from Wisconsin.
What did he just say to me? What did that son of a bitch just say to me? What did you say?
Nothing.
Do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I don't really believe in...
What did you say to me?
What's going on?
There you go, kid. Give him a good
one. What's going on? I'm a citizen.
Something about this island is changing us.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your name? What's your name?
You tell me what my name is.
J-Bob?
That's good. Okay. I like it.
Okay,
J-Bob, are you okay with that?
Your name is J-Bob now.
Great.
Okay, I'll be J-Bob. I want to warn you, there's a lot of people with a lot of weird names coming in. There's even a...
Kowski. We can handle anything.
Go work on the cow farm inside the city.
But I live in Wisconsin.
Oh, that was fun.
Hey, guys, do you feel different?
I don't feel as good as I did when I first started. I turned into kind of a monster.
My arms don't feel like they're made for hugging anymore.
No.
Okay, step up, son. Step up.
Okay.
We are mere minutes from Wisconsin. This is exciting.
Why are you so short?
I am.
Why are you so short?
I am 5.
What is he saying?
I don't know.
What is he saying?
Oh, it feels like they don't understand us.
Maybe we speak louder and slower.
Why are you so short?
I am 5.
Let her talk when you're talking.
Why are you so short?
What the? I can't understand.
Speak American, you goddamn immigrant demon child.
J-Bob.
What?
No, not you. Oh. Go work at the cow farm inside the city.
I think J-Bob's onto something.
Yeah, he is.
Papa, this is not going well.
I know, my son. But please, we are from Poland.
What? What is he saying?
Why don't they understand me?
Kick him! Kick him! What's your name?
What's your name? Stanislav.
Vyacheslav.
Yuck. Oh, I don't know what to do with that. Sloppy. Sloppy jalopy.
Listen to their goddamn animal bleating.
Disgusting.
Please, I'm Stanislav Kikowski.
You're sloppy jalopy, and you work for a sheep. You work for sheep.
All right, welcome, immigrants, to your first day of being an American. Make some noise. All right, couple things you need to know. There are some amendments. Go over those. You have those pamphlets. Also, we no longer drink water. You all get a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola Classic.
There you are. Pass those around. Pass those around. That's right. That is your new water. Okay. We also have a national food here. Anybody take a guess? National food?
Bread.
Bread? Close, close.
I heard it was apple pie.
Close.
Is it apple pie?
It's McDonald's. Can we all say McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Terrific, terrific. Now,
McDonald's.
You all also get one credit card each.
Oh, I love credit cards.
There you are. There you are.
But this is the plastic for who?
That's now going to act as your money.
Plastic money.
We have money, Papa.
We have money.
That's right. Just sign here. Don't worry about the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, that says 54% APR. That doesn't matter.
Okay. I don't know how to write my new name.
You don't need to. You're in America.
I have to sign the paper. I don't know how to write my new name.
Yeah, just... Oh, I see it, the paper.
I don't know how to write my new name.
Don't worry about it. Okay, now it's time for us to all sing the national anthem.
Jose.
No. Born in the USA. Everybody now.
I don't born know.
Just say this over and over. Wait. And... Born in the USA.
Isn't this song actually like protest song against Vietnam?
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What
okay?
is Vietnam?
I mean, it's actually kind of dark song.
Sloppy jalopy, please, please. Careful, careful.
What is Vietnam?
It's nothing. It's nothing. All right, now, one last thing to make sure you are true blue Americans. You're all getting tattoos. Sloppy jalopy.
Oh, no, this is very
no,
bad.
I don't like
oh, no, history. This
just
is bad
follow
fun.
Me here. Sloppy jalopy, pull up your sleeve because you are going to get a Tasmanian devil holding a basketball.
Okay, I'll still be able to get buried okay, in a Jewish cemetery.
No way.
What does tiny jalopy get?
You get...
Maybe. Excuse not me? No numbers, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, no, understood. Let's see. What do you... Who's your favorite actor?
Wait, do you get to choose? Why did Sloppy Jalopy not
get Sloppy Jalopy has to get the devil.
Yeah, to get the...
A devil.
A Tasmanian
he had,
devil.
He had to get the dog with a ball. I don't understand.
No, it's not a dog.
There is a silent comedian back in the home called Slava Hatsov.
Okay, can you say...
Slava Hatsov is so funny.
Yes, he transcends cultures.
Yes.
Oh, I've never heard of him. Can you say Rambo?
Rumble.
Good. All right, little guy. Or you're going to get a tattoo of a machine gun for Rambo.
Now, did we cross the ocean and also go through a time warp of some kind?
Hey, I don't know. It was your journey. You know what I mean?
I feel like when... Do you remember when we were in the silver tunnel?
Yes, yes.
The silver tunnel, there was a ding, ringy, wingy sound.
There was a wingy, wingy
There's
sound.
There's a wingy sound, a light of white, and the numbers on the walls. Maybe that was time warp.
Maybe. One thing's for sure, Wisconsin is very different than I imagined it being.
Oh, this is New York.
Oh, are you serious? No. I'm not
okay.
in Wisconsin.
All right, last order of business. And
but
then...
some of us have not got a tattoo.
It doesn't matter.
I can't sign my name. I don't get the devil.
How do you all feel about religion?
In general, as a concept or as a practitioner?
Okay, great. There's your new church. Behold, the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh.
What's a cave?
That's what you have to spend your life trying to figure out.
This is where
and that. Oh, thanks for shouting out our sponsor, Hard Rock Cafe.
Finally, they get it.
Collect all the t-shirts when you're four.
That was historically accurate. I think so.
That was 100%. I think we all learned something today.
Everything checked out.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our second scene. Alchemist, here's a scene idea. Two new employees show up on their first day to work, only to find that everyone who works at the company is an idiot. They're dumbfounded that the company is still in business. By offering simple common sense ideas, all the other employees come to believe the new guys, or gals, are geniuses, and they rocket up the corporate ladder to find themselves president and CEO by the end of the first day. I drive thousands of miles a month and look forward to the new episode every week. You keep me laughing out loud and make my drive just a little bit shorter. Keep up the great work, and hopefully this scene makes the cut. P.S. The hipster restaurant reviewers was probably my favorite scene if I had to pick one. Josh Fugate.
Good taste, Josh.
Great last name.
Fugate.
I'm looking for your ID. You must be new here, because I don't have your name in my computer.
I hate to interrupt, but where's the bathroom? I know I've been here a few years. Can't find the bathroom, Donnie.
You know what? If behind you, you're going to go down that hallway, and you're going to take a second left, and then you're going to take one right there, and there's going to be a picture of a...
Can you draw me a map, Donnie?
Okay, hold on one second.
Hey, Donnie, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Where are the papers? I just got to sign this lease and we're done with it. Just where
really
the hell is it?
I really got to go, Donnie. Okay,
how about this? Why don't we walk together to the bathroom
Donnie, just tell, where are the papers for the lease? I got to sign it. We get the building,
we're
done. I
got to go real bad.
Listen, were there lease papers?
Yes, Donnie, where are they?
They're probably in the bathroom.
What the fuck do you mean?
Just check first. Bring her to the bathroom.
We're not
going to
bring her to the bathroom, Donnie.
I don't
want to
make a mess.
Hey, guys. Really sorry. Forgotten where the bathroom is again.
Hey, me too, Lou.
Oh, hey.
Donnie, where are the papers for the lease?
The papers for the lease?
Yes. Where are they?
The lease for the building?
Yeah, no, Donnie. Goddamn.
Lou, we could try together, but I think it's going to be the blonde meeting the blonde here.
Here's a piece of paper, and I'm going to draw a quick little macaroni for you. Okay, this is the whole. Right here's the turn, and then somewhere down there, there's a picture of a man and a picture of a woman.
Donnie, this is a circle.
Are they haunted?
What?
The pictures in Harry Potter are all haunted.
Everybody, don't forget, today we have two new members joining the team. Are you one of those members?
What the fuck are you talking about? I've been here for 6 years.
So it's not you?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm not new. I've been working here for a long time. I don't know, about 6 years.
Luke, what the hell are you talking about? How do you not know me?
What?
Luke, how do you not know me?
I have to pee, Donnie.
Just give me the lease papers and I'll get the hell
out
of here.
Here's some papers. I don't know what a lease paper
these
is.
These are the weird drawings. I don't want these sketches. Actually, these are beautiful.
I lost it too. Where's the pants bin?
Pants and a mop. Pants and a mop.
I'm sorry, are we collecting people's pee-pee pants and putting them in a bin somewhere in the office?
I just throw them in the trash.
Hi, is there a Donnie here? I'm supposed to start
Donnie.
Today.
I'm Donnie. Oh, my gosh.
I see your t-shirt says Donnie.
Yeah, well, that's why I have my name, and that's why it says that. You look unfamiliar.
Yeah, I'm Kurt. I'm supposed to start today.
Kurt? Wow.
I was hired over email.
You spell your name like cheese curd?
A Kurt with a T.
Cheese curd. You spell your name like cheese curd.
Curd is with a D, and Kurt, my name, is with a T.
You spell Kurt. The T makes the K sound in that name?
No, the K sound is made by a K.
Here's your name tag then.
Kurt, like from Sound of Music, like the kid in the shorts.
Is he the one that turns into a Nazi?
They all do. That's the twist.
Oh. No, that's not the twist. They don't turn into... Have you not watched Sound of Music all the way
long.
To the end?
It's long.
Donnie, can I get the lease paper?
High on the hill lived a lonely goat, Kurt.
Do you have the lease papers for him by any chance?
Why would he have the lease papers?
Well, let's ask him.
What are you doing? You working security, Kurt? What are you doing?
Well, I does look like there's a lease on the ground here.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, sorry. There it is.
Round of applause for Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt.
I apologize for the tinkle sprinkle.
Donnie, it's not my position to say, but I feel like Kurt just did your job better than you do your job.
Well, that can't be possible.
He just found the lease papers in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, but I picked them up off the ground.
Well, anyone could have dropped them. I mean,
we don't know.
Not a big deal.
I don't know. I feel like...
What are you going to do here, Kurt? Are you going to save us?
Well, I was hired to work in human resources. So.
Oh. The resources are humans.
Well, I'm operating...
So, Kurt, I've been... I do want to touch one of my coworkers, and I just want to know
You want to touch one of your coworkers?
Yeah, I'd like to tug somebody off and give them a suck job.
Okay, no, you can't do that. I mean, you can't even use that language. I mean, that's...
Should I say it in Spanish or something?
No, not at all. Who were we talking about?
One of my guy friends.
One of your guy friends, okay, who works here at the office?
Mm-hmm.
No.
If that's not appropriate, I'd like to stick a finger in their pee hole.
No, it's not appropriate at all.
Should they do that to me first, or...
No. I mean, at work is not an opportunity to make sexual contact with other people. You know, people need to be treated with respect and dignity, and you need to just do your job.
Kurd, do you have a minute?
Yes. Yeah, it's still my first day.
Oh. I love what you've done with the office.
Well, yeah, they really threw me in the deep end right away. I put up one picture, that's what I did. What are you doing?
I just want an opinion. I just want an opinion on anything you see.
Please, please, I'll button your blouse back up.
I can't. My
fingers
are
not wearing a bra.
I can't. They say you have to get measured for one, Kurd.
So I gave him a suck job, and I took him off, and I don't know if he's gonna call. Honestly, and I don't know if I want him.
This is somebody who works in the office.
Uh-huh. It's one of my guy buddies.
Okay, well, he should be...
Excuse me, do you have a... Oh, I see you're busy. I'll come back later.
Oh, come on in.
Well, it's inappropriate because I really wanted to make a report about someone in the room.
All right, guys, thanks for coming to the after lunch board meeting. Hope you all had a good lunch. So
I don't see any boards.
So this just in.
We signed the lease. We got the lease.
And since Kurd's been here, our numbers have gone up 64%.
Really?
That means we're doing better because of Kurd.
Well, what numbers? What are we talking about?
Well, you know which ones. So Kurd, you're being moved from HR to Senior Vice President. Congratulations.
Senior Vice President. Okay.
Well, and that's he did all that by noon.
That's great.
Congratulations.
What did I do? That's right.
That's what we're all asking ourselves.
I mediated one sexual harassment.
Write that word down. Mediated.
He also appraised my breasts.
Oh. No, I did not.
That's
hard
to do. I tried. I failed. So you did.
He gave me a great appraisal. I'm taking it to the bank, Kurd.
Okay, what would my duties be as senior vice president?
That's something you're going to have to find out. But you do have a phone call waiting in your new office.
I do.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Kurd, how are you doing today? I heard you've come up from the company real quick.
Yeah, you're the...
I'm president of the company. Would you mind coming into my office? I'm two cubes down.
Okay, there's no need to call me then.
You can hang up the phone.
Okay, you're speaking louder than you need to speak over the phone,
hold
sir.
Hold on, can you hear me through the walls?
Yeah, I can hear you through the walls, yeah.
Then come to my office.
Okay, just keep talking. I'm sure I can find it by the sound of your voice.
All right, I'm just going to keep talking. Is that you outside my door?
Yes, that's me.
Okay,
can I come in now?
Come in.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Kurd is here. I really blew it.
Oh, you're doing a good job. Kurd is here. You're
okay,
right.
Okay, I'm going to go back to lunch.
You're right. Oh, wow. I've heard a lot about you, Kurd.
So you must be Mr. Borealis.
Yeah, I am Mr. Borealis. So it looks like you have a lot of experience in HR, but not a lot of experience as vice president.
Well, yeah, I was just promoted 5 minutes ago.
Mr. Borealis,
mm-hmm.
If you could just remind me what the company does. I've got an important donor on the phone, and I'm supposed to give a spiel.
Well, we work with a lot of numbers, 1 through 9, and we add the 0 in there to keep place of the different decimal points.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Those numbers are up still, right?
Oh, they're up by a percentage.
Wow.
Yeah, and the quarters are ticking along.
Okay, if you don't mind closing that door behind you.
Absolutely not. Dog door, too?
Yes, please. Okay. All of it.
Got it.
Is there a dog in the office?
Huh?
And a cat?
Door?
Yeah. Actually, just put a chair against the door on the outside so that nobody can leave once you're gone.
All right, great.
Why do you have a cat door and
a
dog
door? We are fucked, Kurd.
What's happening?
I've been fudging the numbers. These numbers are not what they're supposed to be.
Wait, I was just told that they went up 64% since I've been here.
They went up, and there's going to be hell to pay if we don't keep going this direction.
Okay, well, let me see what you got
here. I've got to pack this suitcase. Kurd, you are taking my job, okay?
Okay, it looks like you've just written a bunch of numbers on a piece of paper.
Well,
so.
You're pretty good. This kind of attitude is going
to... I need to talk to the president.
Get away.
I've lost a lot of money, and I got to talk to the president.
I'll shoot you right now.
You shoot me and I'll come back alive
Mr.
10
Borealis.
Times stronger.
What?
You shoot me dead right now, I'll come back 10 times stronger. I need to take
Are
to
you
the
sure
president.
About that?
Oh,
okay,
I know that.
The doors are unlocked. Come in.
Well, there's a chair
I'll
in front, so what do you
there.
Want me to do about that? Hello, okay. Mr. President.
All right, let...
What is this, huh? What is this, some kind of prostitute situation?
I'm sorry, Mr. Borealis. I tried to stop him. He says if I shoot him, he'll come back 10 times stronger. So that seems like a really scary
dangerous
threat.
That's a dangerous nemesis.
Now, I don't know which one of you is the president, but I've lost a lot of goddamn money.
He's the president.
Okay,
what?
All right.
I thought you were the president, Mr. Boy. Oh, that's the president.
He can
Kurt
hear you
is
and
the
he
president.
Comes...
Fine. How can I help?
Curb, am I saying it correctly?
Kurt with a T.
Listen, Curb, there's something I need you to know. I lost a lot of money, and I need that money back now.
Okay, what did you invest in?
I don't know. I think this company just has numbers.
You want to put it all on 8?
Yes, everything on 8.
Everything on 8.
You hear me?
Okay, I'll write it up there.
You're my barber. Do it.
Okay. It's going to take me a while. I'll make a couple phone calls.
All right, guys. Gather around for the post-snack board meeting. We have some good news.
I've got a tummy ache.
Okay.
Is the snack really just one pretzel rod?
Each.
Oh, each. Okay.
Yeah.
I only see one pretzel rod.
I ate other people's pretzel rods.
That happens. Two points of business here. One, how's the pee bin looking? The pee pants bin?
It's good. And I got an announcement.
Okay.
They all get away during a concert. The Nazis don't get them. I used the rest of the morning to finish the movie.
Thank you.
Good job,
Lou.
Oh,
yeah. That's great.
Good. This would load off knowing how it ends. Cause
who's the Nazi, Lou?
We are as a society.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I don't know that's not really the takeaway that I got from it.
So I'm looking at some numbers here. I just got a fax.
Which ones?
1 through 9. And it looks like Kurt here is now going to not only be the vice president and the president, but also the CEO of this company.
Oh, wow.
He came through.
Wait, I'm not qualified to be the CEO.
Well, we heard that there was an issue with 8, and you handled that beautifully. And I'll tell you what, all of us here, we've had a hard time with 8.
My breasts look like an 8 laying down for a nap.
And that's a good point.
We'll follow you wherever you want us to go, Mr. Von Trapp.
You're our leader.
You're our leader.
I'm not Mr. Von Trapp, okay?
Good night.
Okay, I'd work on those harmonies first.
All right, we got to work on our harmonies.
Guys.
Okay.
Well, you guys know the numbers 1 through 8, right?
Really well. Right. Yeah.
Those are just like the notes of the scale. So do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
Is
this a new language?
One is a needle pulling thread.
Where is it pulling it?
Two is...
Why is the needle pulling the thread?
I wouldn't extend the metaphor that far.
Oh. Welcome back to the New York...
Okay, cut.
Jesus. Fucking Christ.
All right, I got it.
You
don't have it,
You
Mark.
Don't have it.
Here we go. Watch this. And welcome back to the New York...
We're not rolling,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, so we call that.
You got two directors here, all right?
Look.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for respecting me.
You have earned it.
You're doing this in front of Mr. Kurd, and he just...
Kurt.
Just built a business from the ground up
with you?
In one
what
day.
What is wrong
I'm
with you?
I'm making this up on the spot,
you're
and my brain isn't that fast.
You want to fuck Mr. Kurb. That's what's going on, huh?
I'll say it. I don't give a shit.
He wants to bang you.
Look, sir, I obviously run the New York Stock Exchange television online programming here. I'm the face of it, at least.
Everything seems to be a little chaotic
here. He's not the brain right now.
Are you guys hiring?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Not for my position, so.
Yeah. No, currently open. Yeah, we're looking for a face with
like
a brain
inside. Like he could do this. Like he could do this quicker.
All right, folks. Welcome to the New York Stock Exchange television station.
He's amazing.
The NY...
Okay, cut.
I'm sorry. I've never done this before.
No, Kurt, I think it was arrogant
of me to think I'd jump right in.
The ratings are up. The ratings are up.
64%.
Oh, my God. How could that
be? I've got to say, as a directing pair, we've never seen the numbers leap 64% in what was that, 30 seconds? Maybe.
30 seconds.
Correlation doesn't imply causation.
Exactly.
Who wants to ring the bell?
Do you want to?
I'll ring the bell.
Okay, Kurt, do it.
Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, you don't have to do the noise.
Just let that
really?
Yeah.
No, just
yeah,
doing
the,
it itself.
Yeah, it's got a donger in there.
And we'll go there. Good job, everybody. Number 3, the final one for today. Hi, folks. I recently posted a comment on old Doc Heaney's YouTube page and got a response from him. So I figured you all must be real people, and I may actually have a chance at getting a scene through. So there we go. Scene suggestion. I would love to hear what activities our pets get into when we are away from home. I'm sure my dog Tato's sweet and innocent routine is all a cover-up. I caught him licking his butt yesterday. Didn't learn that from me. Thank you all for bringing some fun back into the days. I've heard every episode at least 20 times. If you could ask Vanessa to work in a new gravelly-voiced character like the Motor Lodge owner, Shurnte, or the cruise captain, then I would probably cry laughing and cause a car wreck. James, you are consistently creating my favorite characters in the show. That is until Vanessa whips up yet another hillbilly with emphysema. P.S. Please ask Joey to stop eating his product on the air. Jamie Garcia from Tampa, Florida.
I don't eat my own cum.
Okay.
I just want to say
me
that, okay?
For the record, Joey does protest too much.
Okay, I don't eat my own cum, and my animal, my dog's just eating his cum. It's not because it watched me do it, okay?
Ew.
Yeah, so just so we're clear. My dog
we
eats his own cum.
We were not accusing it, you
okay,
of
great.
Doing anything. Because
it didn't watch me do it, and it's not doing it because I did
can
it.
Can we just
okay?
go on this getaway?
Yes, already? We can. Let's just drop the dog off here, please. Okay. And let's just get the... Okay, look. So, for the record, if you see the dog out and eat it up, it's not because it's on me do it, okay?
We're not... We don't think that. And also, we're leaving.
I know we're leaving.
So,
I know
let's go.
Yeah, I just want for
Ojai the... awaits.
I just want you to know, okay, here at Pups and Stuff, that I don't do that.
Listen, we are very good with watching dogs when people go out of town.
Great.
And there will never be another situation where we take an emu or a human being or a child. So your dog is completely safe at this doggy hotel.
Great. So just so you know, I have sewn thumbs on to the front paws of my dog. Okay. And if it does happen to tug off, it's in it out there and it eats it up, it's not because it saw me do that. I didn't train the dog to do that.
Can
That's
we
insane.
Go?
Yes, babe, we can go in a
Let's
bit.
Go.
Okay.
A bit. So yeah. I assume this everything's going to be fine.
Hey,
right?
Tyler, give me a second here, okay?
Ouch.
I'm trying to give me a second here.
Let go of my neck. Tyler, all right.
Tyler, all right. Okay. All give right. me a second here.
You got
okay?
it. You got it.
You got it. All right, cool. So just so we're clear. All right? And the thumbs aren't going to gangrene. They're sterilized. They're vinegarized.
Well, the thumbs are weird, but I think we can handle this dog. It's nothing too outrageous.
Great. Okay, cool.
Hey, check out the Shih Tzu with thumbs.
What's going on with that dog? That's disturbing. Well, what's your story, pal?
Got lucky, I guess. My daddy had given me some thumbs to twiddle my diddle with.
Just because he sews human thumbs on doesn't make them functional.
What are you, some kind of mutt?
Yeah, I'm a little bit of everything.
And guess what? A thumb functions as a tongue functions, and this one's enough to tug my nug, honey.
Hey, you know, I thought the thumbs were weird, but the dog's weirder.
Yeah.
What are you? It's a bulldog mix.
Yeah, I'm a bulldog. I'm droopy. I'm droopy but fun.
You don't look too fun. Can you tug your nug?
Oh, my God. I don't tug it, but I can lick it.
That's disgusting.
I can lick mine, too.
You don't even have a ball sack.
No, they took mine.
They took mine, too.
Who's been taking y'all's ball sacks?
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
We heard it was for charity, so we donated.
You should never give away a ball sack. Look at these gems. Look at what I carry around with me. You like that? You want to slurp on that, bulldog?
Can I sniffle out?
Yeah, please, please do. Yeah, get your nose right on there. I got two balls in there.
All right, stop talking about it.
I can't, honey. I wish I could.
Okay, lunchtime. Here you go. Good boy.
Good boy.
Wait, everybody back.
What? Whoa, hey.
I'm going to put a little sauce on this for him.
Hey.
Watch this.
Oh, hey,
don't do that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Everybody can have a little bit of my
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, Mark. What is... Oh, my... Did that dog just...
Did you see that?
I did. That was wild.
That's not supposed to be. It's not a good thing. We got to clean this shit up.
Don't touch my cum.
Ow. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, Mark, this thing's getting me off.
How do you cum in 5 seconds like that? What do you think about?
All I have to think about is my ball sack.
You're hard as a rock.
Damn right I'm hard. I'm clit hard. Now come over here.
Look, stop. Let go of me. I got this job for you, okay? My name is on the line here.
Don't stay back from my car.
Ouch, ouch. It keeps biting my ankles.
Oh, Mark, I hate that I'll eat anything.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting. I'm going to throw up.
It's not that bad, is it?
I'm going to throw up.
That's what you get when you got a ball sack. Stop you get that sweet sauce. Everybody
stop trying to tug my nug.
Come on. Throw up on
my
me.
Nug. Get Mark, off of my throw nug. Up get off.
Oh, okay. Mark, can you come up front?
Yes. Hey, what's up?
Did you... You didn't say that she was your girlfriend. Is she your girlfriend that you...
I mean, she's a girl who's my friend type thing.
You guys have been kind of like close working.
I know. Look, between you and me, like, we're kind of seeing each other, but I don't think it's going to last.
That's not cool. That's not cool. You should have told me that. I don't want people...
Just that she was crashing on my place and she had no money and it was like getting really weird and we both have a drug habit. You know that.
I mean...
Like a light drug habit. And so like I couldn't just keep paying for it all. So I needed her to get a job so she can get a little scratch so we can keep up with the injections.
Listen, we've been in a lot of trouble here for all the different fiascos at this dog hotel. Yeah. I just need you to keep yourself together.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Whatever you do when you leave here, I don't care.
Okay. And you're the best boss.
Thank you.
Honestly. And like, but by the way, that little shih tzu came over all the food and all the dogs are eating it.
He came over by all the food?
No, on. Ejaculated.
What?
Yeah, his little nug everywhere, dude. I'm talking like ropes, dude. All over the dog food.
Listen, it sounds to me like you've been making out and it's disgusting. Keep your trashy habits away from
okay,
the dogs.
Okay.
If I walk in there and there's anything disgusting on the dog food,
you're... Hey, y'all want to see something?
I don't think we have a choice.
You got a choice. You can close your eyes. I can fill your eyeballs up with gum. Then you won't have to look. Is
we
that
don't
better?
Want that, all
is
right?
Is that better for y'all? Hey, what's y'all's names?
My name's Peanut.
Peanut. Okay, what's your name?
Francois.
Bulldog? Francois?
Well, French Bulldog.
Oh, shit, that's the dumbest name I ever heard. You got no balls and your name's Francois.
Look, I can't talk. I just ate your gum, so... I feel like I'm already low on this totem pole.
You know what I was thinking? We could find some other dogs or some cats or something. I could come on them and then you could lick the cat. Look, and I could watch y'all lick the cat.
I'm happy you've got a healthy and productive
Listen,
sex life.
But never get away
I'm
from
more
my
complex than that. I got more going on.
What do you got going on, Peanut? I don't see no ball sack going on.
No,
you got
that's
little
true.
Titties though, don't you? Why you got titties?
Well, I just have prominent nipples. I don't know.
Get ever many milk come out of them titties?
Hey, listen, babe. Honestly, we got to keep it cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it cool.
Okay.
Ice cool. Come on, let's shoot up and fuck.
We will at 6 p.m. Okay? But right now, it's work time. So I need you to go in there and deal with the cats.
I'm so tired. I'm hot and cold.
Deal with the cats.
Fine.
Go into the cat sanctuary.
Okay. Cat sanctuary. Here you go.
Woof, woof, woof. Woof, woof, woof. Can I come with?
I don't know what the fuck this dog is trying to say to me, but I like your energy. Does it have thumbs? What the fuck? Yeah, it's get in here.
All right, cats.
Listen up. I don't have a lot of time. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pour this water on the ground, and then I'm going to dump all this hay out so you can eat it. All right. Now, everyone play nice. I have to nap.
Meow. What's that dog doing in here?
Don't mind me.
Hey.
I'm just gonna watch y'all eat the hay. That's all.
Okay. Hi. But we're supposed to be mortal enemies.
Oh, no, honey.
Isn't it cool?
Nothing to be afraid of. Here, you girl cat or boy cat?
I'm a girl
we're
cat.
We're all girl cats.
Don't got
here.
A ball sack. Could go either way, though. I know a bunch of dogs that don't have ball sacks. They still call themselves a man.
Oh, weird.
We're all girls here.
All girls, huh?
Yeah, that's nice. Look at dog. I bet you're going to come on things and think it's impressive.
That doesn't impress
that
us.
That wasn't my plan. Why'd you say that, you calico bitch?
Whoa, hey.
You think you're the first dog to wander in here?
No.
Look at you and your pathetic human thumbs.
They're not pathetic. They're not good. They've been vinegarized and anesthetized. What's your name, calico?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I bet it's Patches, you basic bitch. Is it Patches?
It is Patches. How did you guess that?
Come on, Patches. I'm going to take you by the neck. The top of the neck. Not to kill you,
don't
just to drag you somewhere.
Her.
Leave my scruff alone, mutt.
I don't know if I want to drop the cat off, you know? Maybe we should just take it with us.
Just get rid of the fucking cat.
I'm not going to get rid of the cat. I'm going to drop it off, and then we'll pick it up after our trip. It's like...
Like, I feel grossed out just knowing that that cat is running around the place.
Look, I got that cat with my first husband, okay? It means a lot to me. Those are memories.
Yeah, and now you're on to your second husband, okay?
Right.
And I get to say what we do with the cat.
Come on, it's 50-50.
How is it 50-50?
I have 50.
Not the relationship that I want to be in.
Oh, come on. Raimi, please.
No. We're going on the trip, and we're dumping the cat off.
Welcome to Dogs and Stuff. Are you guys here to drop off that cat?
Yes, we are. And we're going to pick it up after.
Okay, a couple questions in the questionnaire. How long will you be leaving the cat with us?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, terrific.
Oh, so we are going to France.
Yes.
Okay, that was my next question. Where's your destination?
We're going to France.
Okay, terrific. Okay. What types of
surprising her
food allergies do you guys have?
What kind of food? What the fuck does that matter?
Just to answer him, Raimi.
Jeez.
I mean, she's allergic to just about everything. I mean,
can you give me a list of some things you're allergic to?
Gluten. Okay. A leather. Feathers.
Okay.
Tethers.
Feathers and tethers. Okay, terrific. And then last one.
And that was 6 years ago, mutt. And I've been here ever since. And they'll return or they won't. I don't care. I'm a cat.
Seems like you care.
I don't.
Seems like you got a little tear in your eye. Or is that... Oh,
that's disgusting.
Ew. He just tugged his nug.
He crying my cum now, Patches.
Francois, I hate to say this, but I want to kill that dog.
Yeah, I mean, me too.
I mean, I've never wanted to commit violence in my life.
Well, I mean, before he went out of the room, he ripped your tits off.
Yeah. All right, which one of these dogs do I got to put down?
Well, honestly, the dog's not here. I don't know what happened.
Well, look,
to
I got 5 minutes, so let me kill one dog and then I'm out.
I'm sure we'll find it. It's a very weird dog.
Look, point one of these dogs. I'm going to shoot it in the back of the head, and then I'm going to get out of here.
Listen, Larry, we aren't killing one of these dogs. These dogs are good dogs. There's a dog here with some gingivitis thumbs on his...
the gum disease on his thumbs.
I don't know what it is, but it's not... I believe it's a holy beast from shit. The
Wait, talking, you take a...
Stephanie, babe.
Yeah.
Babe.
You
gotta,
just
you gotta let go of that dog. They're looking for that dog.
No, it's my baby.
No, get out of the...
This dog is my baby.
Get out of the broom closet.
Leave look that what dog. My baby does. Oh, my baby cries.
Baby made a mess.
My baby cries.
Look, I don't know what the hell's going on with you anymore, okay?
My baby,
I got you this job.
My baby.
I'm out. I'm done.
Wait, baby.
Best of luck.
Oh, my dog's crying.
I hope when this guy puts that dog down, he puts you down as well.
What? What are you talking about?
You heard me. Me. You heard me.
All right, man, look. You honestly either got to pay me now or I'm going to off one of these dogs. Either way.
Okay, if I pay you now, will you still kill the dog that I need killed?
Look, I got 2 minutes here and then I'm out.
Okay, here's your money.
Thank you.
And
hold on a second. These are all $1 bills.
I mean, these are tips. I get tips, okay?
You hear all tips. That? We got to get that dog in here. Let's lure it in.
All right.
Look at all this stuff that needs a coming on.
There's so much stuff you can come on in here.
Hi, doggies. It's the cats. We heard that guy's here to kill the worst dog here. Is that right?
Yeah.
Can we help you?
Yeah. Lure him in.
Okay.
Lure him in.
I wish something would come on me. Is that good? No, I guess not.
Okay. I could use it again.
Oh, hey, guys, what's coming on this lady? A human lady in the broom closet. She's a junkie. She didn't care what I did. It was crazy. Hey, what are the cats doing in there?
Larry, that's the dog right there.
You're first to stick it from me, isn't it? Gotchas.
I'm going to be honest. I'm seeing cats and dogs.
Larry, the one dog with human thumbs that are turning green, shoot it.
Jesus, that is gingivitis.
Don't even think about it. I know what that is. It's a gun. Don't even think about it.
You've been paid, Larry. Do it.
Okay. Everybody save me. Save me now, everyone. Come in front of me.
Oh, come in front of you?
I know what I'll do.
You
I'll
heard
come
him.
Down the barrel. I can aim my cum right down the
just
barrel.
For the record, if any kind of fluid gets in this barrel, it'll explode.
I just gotta think about some ball sacks.
All right.
We want you to know it was us. It was us that ratted you.
All right.
I don't care. Watch this. This is gonna be my most epic cum ever.
Here we go.
He's got to be out of ammo at this point.
All right. I'm
my
just
ball
get
sack,
it.
My ball sack, my ball sack.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like Ojai was great for us.
Tyler, thank you, okay? I think it was fantastic.
Okay, let's get our dog.
Hi, yes, I'm here to pick up my puppy.
What the hell happened to the store?
Well, some of that is cat fire? Blood. A lot of that's cat blood. And yeah, there Thank was God. A fire, but obviously it's out, right?
Yeah.
Because, which was your dog?
The Shih Tzu with the thumbs.
Oh, the Shih Tzu with the thumbs. Listen, I got bad news. It turns out.
Don't.
What?
Don't say what you're about to say. This guy will fucking go crazy if something happens.
I'm going to go nuts.
Don't, babe.
I'm going to. Go nuts.
Listen, we tried to put it down.
What?
We tried to
put
it down.
What do you mean you tried to? What do you mean you tried to?
Well, I had an exterminator, a puppy exterminator come on in.
A killer? A hitman?
Let's not use awful words like that.
Why the fuck are you trying to kill my dog?
Well, it was coming
all
over.
That dog was an immigrant. Do you understand that?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm here to pick up my cat. Oh. Or my wife's cat or whatever the fuck.
Well,
dropped it off 6 years ago.
We got... We got better news for you. We didn't think you were coming back for...
What?
Huh?
Is this dogs and stuff?
Yeah, and it turns out... It used to be all different kinds of animals, and now we put dogs and stuff to make it pretty clear we don't take cats anymore.
Yeah, well, we dropped it off our cat 6 years ago and just here to get the cat.
Your cat went blammo.
My cat went blammo?
Your cat went blammo when some ejaculate. From a dog got into a...
What are you trying to say?
I don't need to hear this.
You probably don't want to hear this.
What the hell is going on? Where's my Shih Tzu?
Your Shih Tzu got away. It's out there somewhere.
What?
It's alive, though. It might be the only goddamn animal that survived that day.
First time on the railroad.
Yeah. I like the sound of those tracks. What kind of dog are you?
I'm 17 different kinds. I'm the muddiest mud of the world.
You got a big old nutsack, don't you?
Goddamn right. You know how you get on this train, you gotta come for fair.
Oh, that's gonna be a problem. I blew my wad back at dogs and stuff. Oh. I could suck you off or something.
You can walk.
Oh!
Daddy, look! A puppy! A puppy!
Well, you want that puppy, kid?
Oh, it looks sad and sick.
It looks adorable. Oh, it's here. Some kind of hobo dog.
Hi, hobo dog.
Hello.
I'm going to make you all better. Here, have some water. Good boy.
Look, make sure he's hydrated.
Okay, look.
Oh, yeah.
Look at his paws, Daddy. Look at his paws.
Well, somebody sewed human thumbs onto his paws. Isn't that adorable?
That makes him unique.
I bet I can fit my nug in this water bottle.
Be sure to spay and neuter your pets, folks. And that's our show for today. Woo! All right. Let's thank our alchemist, Chris Alvarado.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Anything going on you want to plug?
Just, you know, keep loving each other, everybody.
Preach.
Really positive message.
What a positive command.
Yeah.
Vanessa Raglin.
Just a joy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Craig Kakowski.
At Kakowski on Twitter.
Oh, he's ready.
Craigslist PCast for my podcast. Watch Wine Country on Netflix. Watch Drunk History on Comedy Central. Yes.
Oh.
I gotta work, people. Right. I gotta work. I'm not here for pleasantries. I'm here to advance my career.
Sit down. Just sit down, Craig.
James Heaney.
I'm so glad that he broke the ice, because that's what I'm gonna do right now. I've got at least the second episode of this Rusher thing with John Bolton. You can find it on my Twitter, which is at the Heen.
Nice. Joey Greer.
Yours was a less aggressive plug.
Mm-hmm. But only because he was so aggressive and allowed me to be normal with it. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you so much for having me. And if anybody wants to come over for dinner, what else?
What's your address?
I'm not going to give that up. What else did I want to say?
You can wrap it up.
No, you can just wrap it up. Something.
I mean, I feel like him filibustering is what people tune in for. Nice. Well, let's thank our audio and our engineer, Doug Baim. Our post sound design artist, Rafael Brito. Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And lastly, iHeartMedia. I encourage you all to write a review. Tell everyone you've ever met. Write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. For Kevin Pollak, I'm Cole Stratton. Until next time,
Alchemy This.